You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
And good afternoon, Dave.
I do want to get to local brr cold conditions here in the Midwest. But before I do that, I want to move out to the plains and wonder if did we see some winter kill potentially today?
We don't think so, Dave, with the cold weather that transpired here or is ongoing across the plains and the whole middle of the country. You had protective snow cover across much of the coldest areas in areas of the northern plains, the Montana, the Dakotas, and the Wyoming that did see temperatures drop into the negative teens here this morning. Further south, you did have a bit warmer temperatures. In areas of Nebraska, actually, snow cover was limited, and you dropped right to around 0 degrees or a few degrees colder. But even those type of levels typically do not cause any kind of significant winter kill damage. So, and the fact that now you're going to be warming up here and the cold will not be long in duration, at least over the next week's time frame, we do not see this as being of any kind of issue.
And no heaving either, where, in other words, the temperature above and below and above and below, pushing plants upward.
No, and a lot of that tends to be an issue when your soils are quite wet or, or saturated, and that's it's almost the complete opposite there across areas of the plains.
Let's move to here where, it's cold in Chicago.
Yeah, we're seeing this brief shot of Arctic air, although, again, it's gonna, like I said, it's going to be brief in nature rather than the start of any long-duration cold pattern here. And following the storm system and some of the snow and flurries in place right now across areas of the eastern Midwest here, we do see temperatures warming up. We see generally dry conditions up until the weekend when the next storm system looks to impact Illinois here in the Midwest.
Turn our attention to South America, where Brazil, for the most part, still looks pretty good.
It does, Dave. And while dryness was beginning to become a concern in portions of Brazil, in the past 5-6 days, it put that to ease as we've seen significant rain development in areas of southern central Brazil. And more is on the way as the pattern remains active throughout much of Brazil over the next couple weeks. So that continues to boost soil moisture reserves, very favorable for crop development.
And Argentina also was seeing some rain today, it looks like.
Yeah, and that's almost a continuation from last week's wet conditions, but it does look like dry weather will return here tomorrow. And infrequent rain activity here through the remainder of this week. We do see a more significant rain event the early part of next week. While rainfall has been above normal across Argentina, we don't think it's enough to cause any kind of problems at the present time.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.